Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions. We've got a great question from listener Leanne about Galaxy's Edge. She is going to be taking on Smuggler's Run on her next trip. But first, she's going to be building three droids. The question is, can the droids get on the Falcon? If not, where can you store them? Where can you smuggle them? We're going to ask Ricky and see what's going on with that, plus many more questions, and that's coming right up. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. I had to update my app today because I am headed down in a mere 26 days to say farewell to Illuminations, hello to Epcot Forever, and to fly through the air while I'm staying at Pop Century on the gondolas. You can get excited for your next trip as well. Just visit virtualmickey.com today. Check out all the great apps and turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. Support the show the easiest way possible using our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. We sure appreciate it. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Hello, everybody. This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson, and you're listening to the Be Our Guest podcast. I perform every Wednesday through Saturday at Disney World's Port Orleans Riverside Resort. I will invite everybody out to the show. We're saving you a seat.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1533 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope that this podcast finds you well. And if you're on the East Coast, down in Florida, anywhere along the Georgia coast, the Carolinas, Mid-Atlantic seaboard, all the way up, stay safe. Go away, Dorian. In today's show, as we record, we are on the air and Walt Disney World is off the air. So there you go. That's a rare occasion for our show. But again, thinking about our cast member friends and all of our buddies down in Florida and in the storm's path, and praying for the Bahamas as well. All right, joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
She is here. Hello. Happy to be here, and stay away, Dorian, definitely. I had to fly my brother back from St. Louis so he could make sure that he was back. Which is ironic. I had to fly him into the storm, but he wanted to make sure everything was okay at home. So, yeah, I had to get him home. So he's home safe. So hopefully everything goes okay down in Orlando. Yay!
I survived a Category 2 going right overhead in the middle of the night. We'll all make it.
Yeah.
I even made it. In Missouri. Exactly. In a hurricane. You know, so
yep. There
you go. All right, first question of the day is from Leanne. I love this one. It's titled, "This is the droid question I'm looking for." She says, "Hey, BOGP crew, quick question about droids. I'm taking my boys to build droids during our trip in November. We're planning to ride Smuggler's Run after our reservation. Will we be able to bring the droid boxes on the ride? Is there an area to keep larger items? We're going to have three droids. This is definitely a concern of mine. First world problem, I know, or would it be a first order problem?" Nice. Thanks for any insight you can give, Leanne. All right, Ricky, so what did you see as far as, I mean, there are big smuggler compartments on the Falcon. I mean, we saw that in episode 4.
Yeah, you know what? I really don't, I had a bag with me, but I think Brian was carrying it at the time, so we didn't put the bag in anything. I assume that the ship isn't going to move that much, all things considered. So, you know, there'll be a place for you to put your droids or large bags if it's not just on the floor by your feet. So, I think that's where Brian put our bag. But you know, if you can't carry it on like that, there's going to be a place for you to put it. Disney's already got that established, I'm sure.
And Jeff saying he thinks you could just put them right in front of you. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with those droids, because they could be the droids we are all looking for that save the universe. So there you go. Be careful. All right, next, speaking of Galaxy's Edge, we have another one titled, this one's Ogas. Do I have to order something once inside? From Jessica. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, love the podcast. I have a question about Ogas Cantina. I made a reservation for my family for upcoming trip in November. It'll be me, my husband, my two kids who are 4 and 6. I'm realizing now that Ogas isn't really kid-friendly in terms of actually getting a snack there. So I was planning to cancel my reservation, but now I see that an Ogas reservation guarantees you entrance into Galaxy's Edge, so I'm holding on to it. What I want to know is, if we use our Ogas reservation to get into the land and then go in at our reservation time, do we actually have to buy anything once inside? Or could we literally check into Ogas, look around, and leave? The guest policies on the reservation pasted below say you have to cancel within 1 day or be charged a fee and mention a maximum 2-drink purchase. But no mention of a minimum purchase. I'm trying to avoid being charged $10 a head cancellation fee below Jessica's in Springfield, Virginia. So that's funny. There's a 2 max. But Ricky, what do you know about maybe the minimum?
Yeah, I would think that if you're going to Ogas Cantina, you want to make sure you're at least, you know, getting a drink of some sort, or they do have a couple of snack options. They are not much. There's like a charcuterie board that's the secret menu board option. And then there's like a snack mixy thing that you can get. But, you know, if I'm going to Ogas, I would absolutely want to make sure that I'm purchasing something. So just keep that in mind. I would want to make sure I was doing that either way. You are correct. It's not essentially very kid friendly. There aren't many seats in Ogas Cantina. It's actually mostly standing room. So, and if you're worried about really having the cantina reservation just so you can get into the land, I don't think you're going to have a problem. I mean, yes, they did use the boarding pass system at first to get in the land. And I know the hurricane has kind of thrown everything off, so it's not 100% guaranteed. But the way things are moving right before Dorian really hit was that people were starting to be able to get in the land without having a reservation. Even the second day of the land being open, people were able to walk through into the land freely. So I don't think it's going to be a big deal if you canceled the reservation, if that was the only reason that you had it, was to make sure you were guaranteed a spot into Galaxy's Edge. I think you're going to be just fine. And even if the boarding pass process is working, and you cancel your reservation, the boarding pass process goes by so quickly. I mean, what, the morning of Galaxy's Edge opening, and everybody who had signed up for boarding passes was able to be in by early afternoon. So I think you're going to be just fine if you cancel.
See, pragmatically, what I would do is hang on to the reservation and just, you know, go in and buy something small, like buy a blue milk, get a picture of your family in there holding the blue milk. Disney gets
a little
money. Well,
the blue milk that's served in there is alcoholic.
Well, I mean, so, you know, the adults can drink, obviously. You know, I'm thinking the adults.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I didn't want her to think that her kids could get
no,
the blue
no,
milk
not the kids,
in
no.
there.
The parents
because
get
the
it, everybody.
The blue milk that they sell outside is the one that's either alcoholic or non-alcoholic. The one that they sell inside is only served alcoholic. So I just wanted to clear that up. So, okay. No,
I can tell you're not a parent. They have two kids. You're going to need alcohol. You know, not just kidding.
No. I get it for them. But if they were looking to get it for their children in there, they can't. That's what I was saying.
But so, I mean, it's an Instagram moment. You know, you go in, you buy one drink, you get a picture inside with the family holding blue milk, green milk, whatever you have, you know, whatever you want to get, something cool looking, and then you feel like you used your reservation, you bought something, everybody's happy, Disney got a little money, you got in, you know, you do it either way, but I think you're right, I don't think you're going to have a tough time getting in there, but that sounds fun, so have a great time. A lot of folks going to Galaxy's Edge. Oh, did I mention that I'm going down at the end of this month?
You did.
I don't think I have said that on the show yet. So,
I
yes,
don't know.
I'll be down
I
there.
I know I knew, but yeah.
Yeah, I officially made my reservation for Pop Century. I'm going to be down there on September 29th. I'm getting in the afternoon, flying out in the morning, and going to stay there till the 2nd. I'm leaving the afternoon of the 2nd. Going to be down there for the last Illuminations, the first Epcot Forever, and I'll be flying around on the Skyliner and also check out Galaxy's Edge. I'll be busy. So if you see me, say hey, because I'll be down solo. I can't wait. You know what? I've been... I got to use, I had a lot of frequent flyer miles, so my flights down were free. So
nice.
I was thinking about, you know how you, like, you justify everything? Like flights would have been like $200, you know?
Yep.
So flights would have been $200. What do you think I'm thinking?
Yeah, you're flying free.
I know, but my flights would have been $200.
I know.
What do you think I'm thinking about repurposing that $200 for?
A lightsaber. I'm sorry. I didn't get that that's where you're going with that. My bad.
Everybody in their car is like, he's getting a lightsaber. No, who knows?
You were kind of cutting out. I'll give you that. You were cutting out a little bit, so, you know.
All right. Get to another question. So if I come home with one, who knows? I do want to get a thermal detonator soda, though. And now that you can bring them home, it's all good.
You can bring it home. Yeah, exactly. You're good.
All right. Brittany's got a question. It's about extra magic hours at Hollywood Studios before resort checkout. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Love your podcast and picking up all kinds of tips and advice to store away for the times we can take our kiddos to Disney World. My family will be traveling to Walt Disney World September 19 to 23, 2019. Last time we went was September of 2017. We're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll be flying out of MCO at 4:50 p.m. on Monday the 23rd and using Disney's Magical Express for transportation to and from the airport. I've planned most of our fast passes in the mornings and two character lunches Saturday and Sunday. Since my 3-year-old and 5-year-old are early risers, I plan for us to start early and then see how the evenings go and eventually and hopefully get a few last-minute fast passes or see fireworks. So it looks like Hollywood Studios will have extra magic hours from 6 to 9 a.m. according to the app on Monday the 23rd, which is their last day. We have a later flight, and initially I plan to spend some of the morning at Animal Kingdom Lodge before we go, but I've been struggling to make plans at Hollywood Studios since I know it's going to be very busy with Galaxy's Edge opening. But my kids love Toy Story, and that's a must for us. So do you think it'd be possible for us to go to Extra Magic Hours that morning and then get back to Animal Kingdom Lodge for checkout and catch Magical Express? What time should we be back? What's the typical checkout time or timing they need to get our luggage to the Magical Express? Can we give them our bags Sunday night and just carry our backpacks for carry-on and essential items? Any thoughts would be helpful. Thanks so much. You guys are great. Keep it up. Brittany's in Southern Pines, North Carolina. All right, so lots to process here.
Yes.
I always take advantage of that last day. And here's how I always use Magical Express because it's awesome and it's free. It's even more awesome because it is free. You can start checking, especially if you fly like Southwest or one of the participating airlines. There's a lot of them domestically that participate in the what's that called, Ricky? Like where you check your bags.
Yeah, the airline check-in.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. There's like a
family. Yeah, that's
there's
it.
Like, there's like a, resort no,
it's airline check-in.
Yeah. Anyway, they start taking your bags at 5 a.m. So you got to wait till that morning at 5 a.m. But you take your bags down. They take them. They weigh them. They give you like receipts and they're gone. You won't see them until you get home. That's awesome. You can store your like day bags you don't want to take. You just give those to Bell Services, tip the guy, the gal, and you're good. And then you just go about your day. Now you will have to be back at, you can't catch it at like the question I get as a travel agent all the time is like, if I'm at the Magic Kingdom, can I just go to the Contemporary and get on the Magical Express? No, you gotta, you gotta go back to where you're staying. So, you will have to be back at your resort 3 to 4 hours before your flight. And they don't mess around. Like if you miss the bus, it's a big deal. Like you can't just think like it's, you know, like the bus taking it to the Magic Kingdom. There'll be another one in 20 minutes. Like you have to give them your paper. You have a certain ride, you know, it gets all screwed up. I missed it one time and they were gonna have to like get me a cab or something. It was a big mess. So don't miss your bus. Cause I didn't know that. I was new to flying, but you know, I would say totally go over early in the morning and take advantage of those. I mean, if you got a, she said what time her flight's at 4:30 or 4:50 in the evening, you can do almost a full day. I mean, just go early in the morning through lunch and have a good time. I mean, Ricky, have you done that?
Have I gotten up early and gone to the parks?
You don't even do that. I mean, last day though, it's kind of a, you don't even do it last day.
No, I'm on the struggle bus. I have all good intentions of getting to the park early on my last day. Every time I have intentions of getting up and then I wake up in the morning. I'm like, oh God, I don't want to wake up. I'll just stay asleep. So yeah, I have every intention. I do end up going to the park and then I end up leaving later than I planned on leaving. So I always tell myself I'm going to leave before 3 and then like 4 o'clock hits and I'm like, oh no, I still have to get gas and I'm still on Disney property. So I'm going to be another late night for me.
I'm telling you, the easiest way to do it is just check your luggage first thing. Like boom, drop it off at Animal Kingdom Lodge, catch the bus over to the studios, have a good time. I'd say leave the studios, maybe schedule a lunch at ADR if you can. Like have a lunch maybe at around 11:30 at like 50s Primetime, Sci-Fi. Go back to Backlot Express, grab something, walk out of there about 12:30. 1 o'clock even, catch a bus back to Animal Kingdom Lodge and just kind of chill out. So you got to be in the spot for the Magical Express. You have a good day.
Yeah, but if their flight is at 4?
4:50. So it's almost 5 o'clock.
So, but they have to be on Magical Express by, I think it's like
it's 3 hours domestically right now. They've been changing it.
Isn't it? It's still 3 hours. So roughly, right?
It's about
so that would still be, that would be 1:50. So I would, that would be pushing it close if you had a, you know, a lunch that was the table service. So I would at least grab a quick service or head back to the resort and grab lunch. But that's me.
Yep. So, all right, yeah. Jill's got a question in the live chat here on Facebook. Hey, Mike and Ricky, FastPass question. I've heard conflicting info about booking FastPasses on a Christmas party day. Can it be done with only a party ticket and not a park ticket? I heard you can snag a couple starting at 4 p.m. before the party starts, but others have said that it may cancel out your last park ticket day FastPasses. Do you have any experience with this? I think we actually answered this one on a show just like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, something very similar. So it won't cancel anything out unless you have the maximum number of days of fast passes scheduled already. So you shouldn't, I wouldn't think that you'd have them scheduled already. So you should be fine. I think they still allow you to make fast passes on party days. If you get in the park at four, you should be able to, but it shouldn't cancel any. Oh, you know what? No, it shouldn't cancel anything out, I don't think.
I don't think it will unless you go past how many days of FastPass you're allowed to have. Then you are going to lose a day. And
that's
the thing
true.
Is, when you go in to make those FastPasses, it will tell you, like, you are not allowed to do this. You know, and it will, if it's going to override something else, it won't cancel it. Yeah, it'll give you a warning.
I would make your FastPasses for all your days that you know for sure you're going to the park first, and then attempt to make it for that party day. If it tells you, nope, you can't do it, then you can't do it. But if it doesn't, and that allows you to, then yay.
See, party days at the Magic Kingdom, I like to go in like at 4 o'clock, and I like to get my like dinner on. Because the thing is, once the party starts, I don't want to waste my time, and B, a lot of the food places close. Like I'll go, 4:30, grab Casey's. And then, while my food's settled, I'll go do like People Mover or, Carousel Progress or something, easy. And then I kind of ease my way into the Halloween party, Christmas party, what have you. You can make those fast passes. I know it's able to be done, but I just like to kind of ease my way in, and I get my meal going because, you're going to be there till midnight. You're going to be hungry.
Absolutely. And William is saying in the chat that he doesn't believe that they will allow you to do that. So again, I would make your fast passes first for all your days that you know for sure you're going to be going, and then make it, and then see if you can make it for the party day. But I agree with Mike. I say grab dinner at that time, because seriously, like, so many places close. Mm-hmm. It's not even funny. You're left with like Cosmic Rays
is usually the only one that's
safe. Yeah, open. Cosmic Rays, because I know that there's a dance party there. So yeah, you're left with like Cosmic Rays, and that's it. I think Pecos Bills closes early.
Columbia Harbor House definitely closes, because
Columbia Harbor House is not
that.
Open. Yeah. So, that's exactly what I would do. I would get a good meal instead of hitting up rides, and then. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
All right, speaking of William, he's got a question here. It says, if you put your items in clear Ziploc bags, does this save time? Wanted to organize the diaper bags for the kids and wanted to put items in Ziploc bags to make the bag check more efficient. Will this help out, or do they still have to go through the Ziploc bags? I guess he's talking about TSA. I would say anytime you put stuff in clear...
No, he's talking about security.
Oh, security. Yeah,
at the parks.
Your mileage may vary by guest member, but the thing is, it's going to be better in a clear bag than in a dark, opaque bag, for sure. It's not going to be worse.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to have the opportunity to potentially move through faster, I would say definitely put it in the clear Ziploc bag. So they may still have to open it, but at least, them digging through it is not going to be as in depth as if you had, a bag that was not clear. I say go ahead and do it just in case.
Yeah. And it's easier on you too. You can just like, that's what I need, that bag. I love Ziploc bags. Actually, I got an idea to kind of organize my wires in my laptop backpack on my last vacation. And what I had in the room was I had a couple of those Ziploc bags from Splash Mountain. Because I just had them in my pocket, because I put my phone in it, then I took it out and I didn't want to throw it away. So in my backpack now, I have like all my cables, like USB cables and so forth, like in a Ziploc, like a couple of. It's nice.
Yeah, nice.
And
good,
it's got
like
Disney flair, like
a
collector's item in 50 years.
I like it.
Like you're not going to get your Animal Kingdom magnet. Simba right. something? I don't know.
Oh, I flew my brother down to Orlando, so I'm getting a magnet. I'm just telling you right now. I paid for my brother to go down to Orlando, so I'm getting a magnet. I was super, I'm telling you, I was really ticked off about that. I'm not even lying. Like, I was
saw it on Twitter.
Angry.
You were a little upset.
I was very upset because they did not put the, I'm telling you all, they did not, because I wrote the article right after they released their article, and they did not have an end date for that Simba magnet when they originally posted it. And so everybody that I had read the article before then thought they'd have a couple weeks to get that Simba magnet, and then it was 1 week, and then they ran out after 4 days. I'm sorry, but that is not right. I'm still so angry about my stupid magnet.
Second, this is our second first world problem of the show. I know. 17 minutes in.
I know. Totally first world problem. I get it. I 100% get it. But I mean, seriously, the communication that Disney provided on this, as an annual pass holder, I pay a lot of money for my pass. And if all I get is a stinking magnet for it, I want to be able to get my stinking magnet. So don't have it be a week and then expect us not to get angry about the fact that you didn't mention that it was a week originally. I'm totally angry about this, and it's not, it's irrational, and I get it.
Yes,
it's
it
completely
is.
Completely irrational, but I'm happy being irrationally angry about it. So yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on, people. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Cleansing breath. Okay, here we go. Next question is from Christy Stewart. Hey, first of all, I love your podcast. Except
maybe not
rants.
Anymore.
Exactly. Second, I need help. I'm wondering about the Disney Plus deal. So we're stepping outside the box here because I wanted to get your take on this.
Okay.
Now, this is expired at this point.
It has expired at
yes.
this point.
Okay, yeah. But she's asking, if you take a three-year deal, what are the upgrade options for the bundle that includes Hulu, ESPN Plus, and National Geographic? I've looked all over and can't find anything. I want to take advantage of the great deal, but it was initially looking towards, she was initially going to go with the bundle package for $12.99. Would you take the deal now or hope for the best? Thanks so much, Christy, who is only 877 miles from home and 30 days away.
So I hadn't heard that National Geographic will be a part of Disney Plus, but I hadn't heard that there would be like a separate, video streaming service for that. I think it's all supposed to be on Disney Plus. So the bundle gets you Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and then Hulu, but it's Hulu with commercials. So just keep that in mind. It's not the Hulu without the commercials. So if you were looking for that one, you're still going to have to probably pay extra because you want to pay for no commercials. I did the math to see, because look, we don't need ESPN Plus, and that was really just a, you know, hey, it's free anyway in the bundle, so okay, we're getting it. But I was really thinking about getting Hulu because the Orville is going to Hulu, and Brian and I really like the Orville. I looked into it, and the math still was better for me to get the Disney Plus with the D23 option if I did the option of Hulu with the commercials. It was still cheaper for me to do it that way because, like I said, I don't care about ESPN Plus. So I ended up getting Disney Plus with the D23 special that they had. And then I'll end up buying Hulu separate. So probably.
I just watch cable.
Yes, I know.
I don't stream anything.
No, I got it. Look, Disney Plus, I may or may not have borrowed other people's stuff before, but Disney Plus will be the first one that I'm officially buying. So, like, you know, by me sharing, not sharing with other people.
what I plan to do is just buy Disney, and I should have bought it during the Labor Day. I was busy and I didn't get to it. You know, I think a lot of people are like that. I had the intentions. I bookmarked it on Twitter, you know, like the tweets, yeah, the links and stuff. Just never did it. But the thing is, I'll probably like get it for, here's what they want to do. I'll sign up, get it for a month or two and forget about it and say subscribe forever, which is like the goal of every subscription service.
Absolutely.
But I mean, you know, I'll check it out. And if it's worth it, which $6.99 a month, I mean, Star Wars is on it. So there you go. I wouldn't have to pull out my DVDs or Blu-ray.
Well, you'll have The Mandalorian.
I'm not big on that stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it sounds cool, but I'm just not into, like, I never watched Clone Wars. I just give me the movies. Like, that's all.
Yeah,
I need.
But The Mandalorian is supposed to be movie-like. Does that make sense? Like, it's supposed to be like the movies. It's not supposed to be it's not a cartoon. It's supposed to be like a TV series. That's like, if they would have put it in the theaters, it would have been a 6-hour long movie. Like, that's what I'm hearing about The Mandalorian.
We'll see. I might check it out then. We'll see. But not till football season's over. All right. Next question is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party Pass. I don't want to talk about this one. Shauna has a question. Hello, my people. I'm excited to be going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party this year. I went last year and loved being able to walk on to almost any ride. I'll be taking my family for this year's party around the end of September. Last week, Disney has announced this party pass. Do you anticipate crowds to be noticeably different due to the pass? I'm wondering how Mickey Mouse will monitor and manage the crowd counts. One of the major appeals of paying extra for this party is knowing that they're only selling a set number of tickets. With Disney love from Indiana, we look forward to meeting you September 21st at the meetup. That's right. We only have a few weeks, so join us at September 21st in Noblesville, Indiana for the Indy Disney Meet. We're on the main stage, 6:30. We're closing out the show.
I think we start at 6:15.
Whatever. Just be there dinner time. Yeah. We'll be on the show. We'll be there all day long saying hello to everybody. So come by and say hi. September 21st, all the money for Give Kids the World. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Ricky? They sold basically a season pass. You know, it's not an annual
Bravo,
pass.
Oh, by like the way.
You like this? I mean, it's so funny. It's totally for locals. I mean, it's a great thing for locals, I guess. I mean, if you have money to burn.
If I was a local or if I wanted to go to more than, I think, two parties, I would absolutely have bought this pass. 100%. Because then it means you don't have to stress about, I have to see everything in one night. Like, you have multiple nights that you can see it in. I think this is a genius idea, and I totally would have bought one if I was a local. So that's just me. Now, as far as how many people that they let in that are extra, I mean, let's put it this way. I don't think a lot of people are buying this pass. So it is quite a chunk of change, you know, overall. So I don't know that a lot of people are going to be buying this. But I will say, and I haven't been yet, and I plan on going, I will be there around the same time that Mike is going to be there. We'll like miss each other like ships in the night. I'm leaving the day he's getting there.
I was very careful to make sure that no, just kidding. I wish we'd been at the same time.
Exactly. So I plan on going to the Halloween party that weekend. However, I have heard that the parties have been more crowded than ever. And so I'm hearing that Disney is selling more and more tickets to the parties. So they're not as dead as you're going to expect them to be. They're not as dead as, like, say, Disney After Hours or something like that. These holiday parties have definitely seen an uptick in the amount of crowds that they have. So just know that it's not going to be an empty park. There will be a lot of people. Just be aware. So
is this ticket? I got a couple of ideas because, you know, they have. Also, I want to ask you real quick about the Ricky Niblett ticket, too. But the season ticket for the Halloween parties, is that an answer to like what they're doing with Halloween Horror Nights where you can get a season pass for those over at Universal?
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally in response to Halloween Horror Nights and the fact that they sell their frequent fear pass. I think that's the one. That's absolutely. And, you know, of course, I get it. It works a little bit better for Universal for Halloween Horror Nights because, you know, the houses, they're different every time you go through them. You know, you have different scares, different jump out points. You may not get into all the houses in one night again, kind of like Disney and, you know, some of the activities at the party. But for Halloween Horror Nights, I can definitely see it being a necessity. For Disney, I see it more of a, hey, they're offering it, so we're going to, too. But I still think it's a good idea. So, yeah.
The thing is, I mean, like, if you're a local and you have the little bit of extra money it's going to cost, you know, it's going to cost you a couple hundred extra bucks.
Yes.
But I mean, say like you go to 10 parties, man, you'd be making out like bandit and candy and stuff. I mean, it'd be great.
Exactly. Oh yeah. I'd be bringing my own bag and just be like, fill up.
That's great.
I get my $200 worth of candy real easily then.
So real quick, before we get to the next question. So Disney rolled out that ticket and they rolled out this ticket where it gets you in like basically a half a day through the end of the year. You know, it starts at, I think, noon is when you can go into the parks and it's significantly reduced. I think it's like $80, something like that.
Yeah.
You can add a park hopper. It's a 2 to 4 day ticket, you know, different options. What do you think about that? I mean, is it the Ricky Niblett? Is it the millennial ticket? Is it is it like the broke college student that wants to sleep in? What is it?
No, it's awesome is what it is. I love that they are having a ticket for someone like me who's not going to get up early or who wants to have a leisurely breakfast or brunch or who wants to take a swim in the morning or whatever. You know, not everyone is Mike Rollman and gets up at 4 a.m. So, you know, those
early
of us who...
Early bird gets the worm. It's been said forever.
You know what, though? I enjoy my day at the park just as much as you do. So I'm just saying, and I get to sleep in. So, you know, I have zero problems getting to the park at, you know, noon and enjoying my day from there. So I fully support Disney doing something like this. I think it's great. They seem to definitely be realizing that they were, you know, they were missing segments of people in a way, you know, like with this pass and for the Halloween party and like with the tickets, you know, it's just another way to get people to go, you know what, I think I do want to go to Disney today. Instead of people saying, Ned, I don't, you know, we're here for, you know, it's our first day, you know, we don't want to get a ticket, you know, or we're here for a convention and we can't go in the evening. Well, now people can go in the evening because, you know, they don't feel like it's a huge waste of money. You know, when you start paying $100+ for a ticket, you do feel like you have to be there at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning for extra magic hours, or, you know, 9 o'clock on the dot, you know, just before 9 o'clock on the dot. So you make sure you get as much park time as possible and staying till park close. If you're spending half of that, you know, half that price or a little over half that price, and you get to go, you get to go in the park, you know, a little bit later and have a little more relaxing morning and whatever. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you don't feel the pressure to, you know, have the best day ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you have a little more leniency in your day.
But so. I would also watch, like, you know, if you're going to the Magic Kingdom, don't go on a party day, you know, where they're going to usher you out at 6 o'clock. Yeah, because, I mean, that's where I think people are. If you're not paying attention, you're going to get, like, hosed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
a 6 hour ticket.
Unless, you have a park hopper, and then you're okay, because then you can go to a different park.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, if you only have the 1 day ticket, though, then, yeah, you don't want to go to Magic Kingdom that day.
Alrighty. Next question is from Sarah. She says, birthdays at Disney. We're going to the World during our kids' birthdays. Our son turns 8 on March 27th, and our daughter turns 10 on April 2nd. Our trip is February 26th to April 3rd. Is that right? They're going for over a month? Huh. No, that can't be right. No, it's probably 3/26 through 4/3. Okay. Anyway, I was saying, but that's a great trip, man. You're going for like 6 weeks.
That's a great trip, man.
I was like, that is awesome. Happy birthday to your kids. I want to be adopted. Anyway, we have 4 day park hoppers. Any suggestions for birthday dining reservations or great things to do for birthdays? Neither are big princess fans. Thanks, Sarah from Minnesota. I say,
well, go ahead.
You do some kind of a fireworks cruise with the whole family and combine them together and just bring like a cake. You could just do it together. You know, maybe give them a little present each, but. That'd be something they'd like, I think, and everybody, parents would like. Oh, maybe.
How old?
They're going to be 10. The girl's going to be 10, and the boy is going to be 8.
Okay. All right.
Disney Quest. So, no, just kidding.
Yeah, don't do the NBA experience. We meant to mention that. Oh, remind me to come back to that. So I say definitely get the birthday buttons. You definitely want to do that.
Yes.
You could do something fun, like have the room decorated. That might your hotel room decorated. I know that that's a really good option. I say do something kind of unique, like the hoop-de-doo. I think that would be a lot of fun. And I know they celebrate birthdays there, and there's definitely not any princesses.
No.
So, you know, I've heard nothing but great things about hoop-de-doo, and I think that that's a really great place to go celebrate your birthday, a really fun place too. So I think there's that. You could do, you know, one of the after hours parties instead, if you wanted to do that, or the early morning magic. That's an option, or a dessert party, if you wanted to do something kind of special like that. But yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have a great time, but definitely get the birthday buttons, because it's always so much fun when everybody wishes you a happy birthday.
I agree. You mentioned the room decorations. Okay. So I've always, like, internally, because now we have video, like, rolled my eyes when people say, oh, I'll get the room decorated. I'm like, oh, but I don't want to do it on the air. So I'm just like, okay, don't let your eyes move. But I always thought, psh, you're Walt Disney World. Who cares if your room's decorated? It's awesome. You're like in a cool hotel room. I'll tell you what, when we went on the cruise this past year, I got to our stateroom, and I guess Pam had ordered like the Star Wars room decoration package.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
gosh.
Dude, there were like Death Stars hanging down from the ceiling, like 12 of them. And I had like I had a bedspread, just a little blanket on the bed with like a little pillow, which I still use every night now. Like, so my elbows don't touch. I have this thing my elbows can't touch when I sleep. So
what? It's, okay, yeah, weirdo.
No, it's like, I've had that ever since I used to pitch, because my elbow would hurt after I pitched. And I've
That's
ever
bizarre,
since high school,
but all right, weirdo.
I don't have, anything left in my left elbow. It's like crackety. Anyway, so. Yeah, so, like, I was always like, room decorations, that's so dumb. Like, for 5 days, I wouldn't take anything down. I mean, we had, like, 12 Death Stars. Like, you know how big a stateroom is on a cruise ship. And, like, all these, and they glowed in the dark, too. That was even better.
Oh,
so you turn off the lights, 12 Death Stars floating in your room. And like, you know, we're bumping into them. We're almost getting like paper cuts from like this thick cardboard as you're trying to like limbo under them and stuff during the cruise. I was like, you know, I think Pam went to take one down. I'm like, no, whoa, what are you doing? Don't take that down until we're leaving. Oh, so they were, I mean, you know, even for a, you know, 45-year-old big 6'3" kid, like I loved them. And I was totally like against them until then. I was like, this is awesome. So that's pretty cool.
Good for you, Mike.
All right. Chris has a question in the live chat. If you convert a quick service meal to three snacks at Food and Wine, do you have to use them all at the same booth?
Yes. Yes, you do. And they do have to be usually the Disney owned booths. There's only a few that aren't,
You really can't redeem them at the universally owned booths.
No, definitely not. No, I think like, I'm not entirely sure if they can be redeemed at anywhere that has the Disney Dining Plans logo on it is basically going to be able to be redeemed. So just keep that in mind. But they have to be all at the same booth. I want to go back to what I was talking about, the NBA experience. I did go over there, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, and I found a couple of things out. One, they don't have any locker rooms. So I just wanted to let people know that. Like, there's no place to change, which I find to be very fishy. Like, I'm like, you built an entire building.
It's the NBA experience. You're supposed to have a gym. Yeah, exactly.
You built an entire building, and you did not put in a place for people to change clothes. Genius. Good job there. And you have to wear, you can't wear, like, regular, I can't wear my dress.
Well, no.
To the NBA experience. Like, that's dumb. So, anyway, bad thinking, Disney or NBA or whoever decided not to do that. Second of all, they do have a place for you to put stuff, though. So they have like a storage area for you to put like a bag or something like that. The third thing that I found interesting, which contradicts what had been posted online, so you might want to double check. They said when I talked to the cast member at the front gate that you could come and go throughout the day. Like your ticket was valid for the whole day. Disney originally said, and granted, maybe it's just to get people to come to the NBA experience, but Disney originally said that once you left the building, you could not come back in. So that your mileage may vary on that, but that was what they told me when I started asking questions about the NBA experience. So no lockers, there are a place to put bags, and you may or may not be able to come and go as you please.
So one good, one bad, and one we have no idea.
Because everything contradicts everything, so...
All right. Anyway. Yep. All right. Last question today comes from Chance Porter in the live chat here on Facebook. What are some great places to take family pictures? I've heard someone talk about the waterfall by the Canada Pavilion. Yes. Any information on the PhotoPass studio? Also, while you're in Canada, the one, Victoria Gardens right there on the other side with all the flowers. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky. So what about that? Where you're the photography family. Where are you going to take some good pictures?
Anywhere. I mean,
suggestion.
I mean, You're at Walt Disney World. So, I mean, anywhere where there's a gorgeous background behind you, I mean, all the countries in World Showcase have amazing backgrounds. So, anywhere around there. Basically, Disney has it set up so that there is a PhotoPass photographer, for the most part, in every single, like, gorgeous, picturesque place that you...
We did what, you cup?
Try saying that five times fast.
Yeah, please don't, because we got a clean rating all these years.
Gorgeous, picturesque.
Why are you trying it again? Just move on. Come on.
I want to try and do it. In the park, that there will be a PhotoPass photographer. So I would just find them everywhere and anywhere. And if you don't have PhotoPass, it's okay. They will take pictures with your phone, so you're fine there too. They're talking about, are they talking about senior or my senior pictures or family pictures? They could be kind
either
of the same
or.
Thing.
Yeah,
I kind
exactly.
of exactly either or. He asked about the PhotoPass studio. So that is at Disney Springs. And I think they might have just added one at the Magic Kingdom, the Castle Couture shop that's right behind Cinderella Castle. But I know for sure there's one in Disney Springs, and it's basically a background that's kind of like a green screen that's set up, and the PhotoPass photographers have different backgrounds that they can put up behind you. You won't see them, of course, but they'll be put in digitally. So I don't know how many. They only took a couple pictures for me when I did it, like a handful, maybe 5 to 10. And I didn't get a choice of a lot of backgrounds when I did it, but when I did it, it was still very new. So I'm not entirely sure like how, cause I know they have a ton of backgrounds that you can choose from. So maybe they might ask you what you're looking for. I don't know, but it's definitely a really good option. And again, if you have PhotoPass, it's free. So if you're at Disney Springs, you might as well stop on by, right?
And they also have a service where you can get a photographer to go around with you. Now, that does cost a decent amount. I mean, it's not as crazy as expensive as I thought it might be. But, I mean, you know, if you could spend, like, an hour of, like, a Wilderness Lodge. Beautiful.
And I totally thought about doing this. Like, someday when Brian and I are looking for family pictures again, I'm absolutely getting, like, pictures taken at, you know, Walt Disney World and paying for them for, like this. Yeah.
All right. That's interesting. You know what? I had something I was going to say about that, and I can't remember what it was. So the studio is kind of like Studio 411 in Florissant, your parents' old studio. I got to tell you this. I'm sitting there watching the ball game the other night, okay? Commercial comes on. It's your parents' studio.
Yes.
You know what it is now? It's not, you know what they've repurposed it to? It's a cigar bar.
Yeah, I was like, isn't it just, I thought it was a place that people smoked.
I looked at that, I was like, dude. That looks exactly like Ricky's parents' old studio. And it was, because it was on St. Francois. I was like, oh, no.
Yep, that's it. Oh, my God. That's funny.
I was cracking
up. Yeah, I knew it.
It's a cigar bar.
Anyway. Like that. Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. You've learned way too much about us on this Wednesday show.
You know, that's why people come to us. They want to just learn lots of random tidbits about Mike and Ricky and things that they didn't need to know, but now they do.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com. They have great apps. There's a free one called Theme Park News Disney Edition for all iOS devices. Ricky, what are we reading about on this awesome app today?
Well, we are reading about how the Walt Disney Company is donating more than $1 million to relief and recovery efforts to those in the Bahamas. So thanks to Hurricane Dorian. That's a weird statement.
The Bahamas got hit,
like, so tremendously hard. So the Walt Disney Company is going to be donating $1 million in relief and recovery efforts to the Bahamas. So I think that's a really good thing.
Well done. All right, you can grab this app, Theme Park News Disney Edition, over at virtualmickey.com. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device today. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show. I know we say that all the time, but it really, really does. Anytime you have to buy anything on Amazon, just all you got to do is click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon first. Everything looks exactly the same. You get all your benefits. Nothing's different. But we do get a little commission from Amazon. So please support the show that way. Amazon or brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, we got a great presence on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get back to work and do whatever you got to do. It's a 4-day week for most of us. That's at least something. So we're halfway there. We also have a great show on Friday. That's the listener question show we took last Sunday night. Lots of crazy calls. We talked about everything. So Friday show's very interesting. And then Monday coming up, just kind of previewing the week, we bring you the show from the villa, finally.
Yes, I was going to ask if that was the one for Friday. Yes. So no, apparently not.
No, it's going to be the Monday show. So you're going to get Pam, Ricky, and I from the Boardwalk Villas on a night where we were...
We're so sorry.
We were all going to the studios. We had a great night planned, and then it started pouring. I pulled out the mixer. I said, we're doing a podcast. There was like 20 of us in this villa.
There was not that many, but that's fine.
Well, no, the peanut gallery there on the outside.
I know, I'm well aware of the peanut gallery. Trust me. You'll hear the peanut gallery.
Yes, you will. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. So that's coming your way on Monday. So lots of shows heading your way. Of course, next Wednesday, more of your listener questions. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.